Once I was at this gathering party as a kid. Maybe a couple times this happened, maybe not. And like someone came up to me and I'm just sitting there really not doing anything, which I know is hard to believe. And someone came up to me and says, "Finnegan, you're such a stick in the mud today. What a killjoy. What a fuddy-dud. You are like boring." Because I wasn't entering into the joy of the celebration before me. It's happened to all of us, perhaps. We've seen it. We have this example in today's gospel where here's this incredible celebration where this young man comes back who had been lost, had been dead to the father, comes back, and they're having this celebration, and the older son just, "No way I'm going in there. Don't like that younger brother anymore. Never did anyways. I'm not going to celebrate with him. Who cares?" See, when you and I experience the joy of God's mercy, then that joy needs to be shared with others. When someone experiences God's incredible mercy, you can't but help say to others and see it on their faces of this incredible gift of mercy. That's why it's really important for us to realize who we are, to be able to say with St. Paul in today's second reading, "I am a sinner. I am the worst of sinners." Okay, I'm not, you are, but we are sinners. And when I'm honest with that, and when I see the Father before me who simply says, "I don't care. Know my mercy." But that mercy is not just this individualized kind of thing. It's something that radiates. And so heaven is this incredible community of those who've experienced the mercy of God. That's the only reason why any of us will be there, because of God's incredible mercy. And so if you get to the pearly gates and you look to the pearly gates before you go in and you see me and you don't like me, well, you can be like the older son and stay out. I mean, look around you here. If you see someone you don't really like, go out on the patio. Because, see, we here are God's chosen, and he has forgiven us. And we are grateful that God's mercy is here for all of us. No exceptions. For a number of years, I did ministry in a prison. You know why you go into a prison? Because you've done something kind of bad. You can usually read about it in the paper. And these men would come to me wanting the mercy of God. It was just so amazing. See, God can forgive all of us. God died to forgive all of us. And not just to forgive us, but to get us to come into the celebration. To get us to come into the celebration of God's life and love. And so I am grateful. I am very grateful that you all are here at this celebration of God's mercy in my life. Because like the younger son in today's gospel, I was dead, and now I've come back to life.